got a little dicey, but I wasn't disappointed at all with how he threw. You know, we didn't play bunt defense as well as I would have liked, and that kind of gave us some scary moments in game two. But you know, Mike Randoni came in, just did a wonderful job getting us out of that inning when they had first and second, nobody out, and then once we got the lead, then we went ahead and went Pat in game two also.
Hitting stars in the ball game yesterday, Pat Morey had four base hits. Chris Denny had three. Josh Mondragon also with three base hits. So you had guys up and down the lineup to contribute in the doubleheader.
Yeah, and, you know, it was good to see Denny contribute like that. It was kind of the same thing with Mike Randoni. You know, if you see us play these first 25, 26 games, we play all sorts of different lineups, and we play lots of guys. And sometimes when you're doing that, it doesn't feel like you're reaping the benefits of it, and even though you're trying to think long-term So getting Chris as much action as we did earlier in the season, then when Piscitelli went down with the injury, he was a little more ready to go. And the fact that we throw a lot of guys, we'd like to think was one of the reasons Mike was able to come in and throw like he did. He had a great outing against Oklahoma Baptist last Monday. And, you know, outings like that really help in terms of the team having confidence when you come in the game. So, you know, when you go to the bullpen and you bring in Randoni, I don't think our team felt like they had a panic or what's going on. I think they felt like Randoni was a guy who could get him out of it, and sure enough, he did.
And then Joe Johnjike had just one hit yesterday in seven trips to the plate, but that was a big one, the 2-1 triple in the sixth inning of the second game.
Well, it was a loud one, and of course, even though he hasn't put up the numbers he has in previous years, you know, part of that is he's obviously the big guy, and teams are going to focus on trying to get him out, but that's a situation, you know, you hope he's the guy at the plate when you need the game-winning hit. You know, a lot of winning and losing games comes down to if you got the right guy at the plate at the right time. Unfortunately for us, we think we did, and he came through.
Big test for us today. Morningside in town to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Mustangs as our pregame show continues after this.
It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey. It's Hastings and Morningside here this afternoon. Doubleheader at Duncan Field. Coach, you talked about it before the break. A very important series for us this afternoon. This is the team that is picked to win the GPAC in town this afternoon.
They sure are, and you know, they split on Friday against Midland. You know, but they're deep enough. They're going to have good pitchers to throw today, and they're going to be considerably bigger and more athletic than what Dort is. And you know, they're capable of. They've had a couple kids who are on the home run list here at Duncan, and they got guys who can drive the ball, and they're going to be a real task for us on the mound, and then they run. I mean, they've got more stolen bases by a considerable margin than anybody else in the league. So that's going to be a real challenge for our catchers and our pitchers to try to keep that under control. And of course, if you can work with a lead, that's probably the biggest weapon you have against stopping a team like that. But it's going to be a challenge. We've played fairly well against them the last few years here. In fact, I was talking to Coach Schulten before the game, and our seniors have never played at Morningside. Morningside has been here 4 years in a row due to the regular schedule or the weather. And in fact, last year they played more games here at Duncan than they did on their home field. So this is not an uncomfortable environment for them. And so we're really going to need to be up to the test.
How important of a series is this as far as the conference standings are concerned and everything like that?
Well, you know, it's so hard to follow the conference standings now because you play everybody a doubleheader and you lose track of who plays who. You know, you got to avoid the 0-4 and 1-3 weekends, and of course we've done that, but you don't want to be satisfied with that. You know, if you can go 3-1 in a weekend, in the old days we used to say, you know, you want to sweep at home and split on the road. Well, the league has gotten a lot tougher since then, and you know, 3-1 might be a good weekend for us. You know, at this point you're still hoping for 4-0, but you got to avoid the weekends where everything falls apart for you, where, you know, when you get the pitching, you don't get the hitting. When you get the hitting, your defense falls apart. You got to avoid that in this league. And you know, you don't know till 5 weeks down the road whether a game here or there is what really cost you the season.
Alex Kuchera, A.J. Clark on the mound today for Hastings.
Veteran in Cooch. You know, he's been in the rotation for 4 years. And his last start, I thought, was one of his better starts down against Oklahoma Baptist, who's a very good team. You know, he's a good competitor. So, you know, we hope he's up to the challenge. And then A.J. Clark, for those who have not seen us play, that'll be their first chance to see him, of course, as he transferred in. He's our regular shortstop. But A.J. is another guy, the kind of guys we like to throw a lot of strikes and keeps coming after the hitters. And yesterday we kind of suffered from that occasionally because most of the hits we gave up were either first pitch or 0-2, 1-2 hits. But those are the guys we like to throw and hope that they don't beat themselves. They can field their position. They can be in the strike zone and give us a chance to win.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
The shoe clearance sale continues at Hogan Sporting Goods. Save an additional 20% off the already low sale price on men's, women's, and kids' shoes. Ask Hogan's for the details. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
For almost 50 years, Papa Ray's Pizza has been serving pizza the way you want it. Special tasting Papa Ray's Pizza open every day with a lunch special served Monday through Friday starting at 11. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Papa Ray's Pizza on the corner of West 2nd Street in Minnesota in downtown Hastings.
Does your current internet provider leave you with a need for speed? Then make the switch to Glenwood's Blue Force Broadband. Quick installation and faster internet speeds will get you surfing the net in no time. Log on to gtmc.net or call us at 1-866-756-4746.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field in Hastings. It's Morningside and the Broncos here this afternoon and a doubleheader. And because of the weather concerns later on in the day, they have moved up the starting time to this first ball game. In fact, it's already underway as we will pick up action now with Morningside batting here. We are in the fifth inning as Morningside and Hastings are tied up at one run apiece. Alex Kuchera has had a great outing so far for Hastings College in this ball game. Morningside has got only five base hits in the contest. Hastings has got three hits. The Broncos committing a couple of errors in the field. And right now it's a 1-1 ball game as we play here in the top half of the fifth inning, playing two games here today. And again, because of the weather concerns later on in the day, because of some threat of rain later on this afternoon, they moved up the starting time to 11 o'clock today. So we'll pick up the action here with Jared Notaboom at the plate. There's a slow roller down the third baseline, fielded by Kuchera. His throw to first, that's going to be in time. And that erases Jared Notaboom and the Morningside Mustangs out of the fifth inning of play. Again, Kuchera is having a great outing so far for Hastings College. Morningside scored their run in the fourth inning of play. Hastings scored their run in the third. So it's been a great defensive battle between two very good baseball teams here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we get started with baseball action here this afternoon. We'll give you the lineups for Hastings College as we're in between innings right now. The Broncos will bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Joe John Jacquet is playing at first base today for Hastings College. A.J. Clark is at shortstop batting second. Pat Morey is at third base. He's batting third. Blake Marquardt is a second baseman. He is batting fourth here this afternoon. Chris Denny is the right fielder, batting fifth. John Rivera, the designated hitter, is batting in the number six hole. Josh Mondragon is the catcher. He's batting seventh. Connor Gardner is a left fielder, batting eighth. And Lee Joe Kimson, the center fielder, batting ninth. For Morningside, they've got Brent Hoke in the leadoff position. He is the left fielder. Tad Henderson is the third baseman, batting second. Jared Notaboom is the second baseman, batting third. Jason Engelman is the catcher. He's batting in the fourth position. Nate Gomez, the first baseman, batting fifth. Steven Oshinger is the designated hitter. He is sixth. Jason Weissong, the right fielder, batting seventh, followed by Mark Martindale, the shortstop, and DeAndre Foster, the center fielder. On the mound for Morningside today is Jason Cimprini. Hastings now batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Coming to the plate for Hastings is going to be Connor Gardner. So far for Hastings, one run, three base hits, one error. They have left three. Morningside with one run, five base hits now, and they have left three men on base. They have not yet committed an error in the field. So this is Connor Gardner, the left fielder. He struck out his first time up back there in inning number three for Hastings College. He'll bat from the left-hand side, and the count to him is now at two balls and no strikes. Gardner on the season is batting 200. The Broncos now is a team batting 264 after picking up two wins yesterday over the Dort Defenders here at Duncan Field, winning by scores of 5-3 and 5-2 in the two ball games played yesterday. Gardner stands in there, waits, and his next pitch is going to be fouled away. Two balls and one strike. Hastings is sitting at 9-19 on the season. More importantly, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside is in there at 16-10 on the season. They are 1-1 in the conference after splitting two games with Midland on Friday night up in Fremont. The count is two balls and two strikes now, and Connor Gardner. Lee Joe Kimson will follow him, then top of the order, and Joe John Jacquet, as you can hear. Very windy conditions here today. Cloudy skies. Temp is in the 60s again, but very windy. The wind is blowing in from center field here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away by Connor, and the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Yesterday in the ball games against Dort, Gardner was 1 out of 3 at the plate. He had one RBI. Waiting on the pitch there, and it's going to be outside for a ball. So a base on balls given up there by the pitcher for the Morningside Mustangs in Jason Cimprini. So Connor heads down to first base on a free pass, and that's going to bring up Lee Joe Kimson next. Joe Kimson is a guy who scored their only run in the ballgame so far for Hastings. He came home on a ground ball by A.J. Clark later on in the third inning. So Joe Kimson is up to the plate now for Hastings, and now we're going to have a conference from a Morningside as they're going to come out and talk with their pitcher, Jason Cimprini. So Connor Gardner is on at first base now for Hastings. Lee Joe Kimson waiting at the plate. On the on-deck circle, we've got Joe John Jacquet as the Broncos look for a big win here this afternoon against Morningside. We are tied up at one run apiece. We are playing in the bottom half of the fifth inning right now. Other action going on in the GPAC today as the conference continues on the mound. We've got Concordia in action again this afternoon. They're playing in Seward against the Lancers of Mount Marty. And Briarcliff also in action today. They're playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. So the quick conference is over as Morningside tries to keep the Broncos off of the scoreboard here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This has been a runs have been tough to come by so far in this baseball game. Two teams have combined for just 8 base hits so far as we play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lee Joe Kimson is waiting here before he re-enters the batter's box, and we're ready to go. Jason Cimprini, the pitcher for Morningside, and Jason Engelman, the catcher for the Mustangs. They score around the bunt. It's bunted back to the pitcher's mound. It's thrown to second base for one, and that's all they're going to get. So they chop down the lead runner, Connor Gardner, there at second base. Lee Joe Kimson will get aboard on the fielder's choice there as the pitcher, Cimprini, goes to second base to get the lead runner chopped down. Connor Gardner heads back to the dugout. So that's going to bring up the top of the order now, and Joe John Jacquet. John Jacquet with a double, and he's been hit by a pitch so far in this ballgame. Had just one hit yesterday in the two ball games against Dort, but that was a big one. It was a two-run triple in the sixth inning of the second ball game. Hastings College coming back from a 3-1 deficit to win that contest against the Defenders. So Hastings now with one man out. There's a fly ball to center field coming on and making the catch out there is Foster. So on one pitch, Joe John Jacquet flies out to center field, and that's going to bring up A.J. Clark next. Broncos now with two men out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's a 1-1 ball game. Hastings and Morningside. Again, the Mustangs, the team picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this year in the preseason poll. A.J. Clark has hit into a double play so far today. Also drove in a run on a ground out to the second baseman. Squares around a bunt here and will foul one back to the screen. No balls and one strike now on A.J. Clark yesterday, 2 out of 8 from the plate. Two runs scored. I mentioned the schedule in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska also playing today at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Huskers looking for the sweep over Oklahoma State. Nebraska winning yesterday by the score of 12-4 over the Cowboys. There's a swing and a miss by A.J., and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Cody Neer had a home run and four RBIs for Nebraska yesterday. Adam Bailey, Tyler Farst, and Jeff Tizek all drove in two runs for the Huskers as Nebraska improves to 14-6-1. On the season, they're now 3-2 in the Big 12 Conference. They will play beginning at 1:05 this afternoon against Oklahoma State. Here's the next pitch to A.J. Clark. It's going to be out wide for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes now on Clark. He's the starting shortstop for Hastings here in this ball game. He will be on the mound for Hastings in game number two. Alex Gutierrez throwing for the Broncos here in game number one. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is going to be hit to the outfield. That could fall in there. Here's a diving grab out there, and they're unable to get to the ball as Hoke cannot come up with it for Morningside. And running around to third base on the play is going to be Joe Kimson. So A.J. Clark singles to left field. A good diving stab out there, or an attempt at least, by Brent Hoke out in left field for Morningside. Could not come up with a baseball. Finally picked up by the center fielder, DeAndre Foster. But with the runner going at first base, Lee Joe Kimson, he got around to third with no problem. A.J. Clark with a single here for Hastings, and now the Broncos have got runners at the corners, first and third, with two men out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's a 1-1 ball game between Morningside and Hastings. And here's Pat Morey coming to the plate next. Morey so far in this ball game has got a single, and he has flown out to second base. The ball is thrown back to the screen on the very first pitch, and coming in to score from third base is going to be Joe Kimson. Lee Joe Kimson comes in from third base to score, and the Broncos have the lead. Running down to second base is going to be A.J. Clark. So Joe Kimson comes home. On the wild pitch thrown there by Jason Cimprini, and the Broncos have got the lead now 2-1 here in the contest. Bottom half of the fifth inning. And the count to Pat Morey is at 1-0. Morey yesterday, big day at the plate, 4 out of 7. In the doubleheader against Dort, he scored 2 runs, struck out once. Pat already with a base hit here in this ballgame. Now the count to him is at 2-0. Hastings now with the lead over Morningside. It's 2-1. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 3-0 to A.J. Clark. Clark right now batting .313 as this ball game got underway today. Leads the team in base hits with 31. Also leads the team in RBIs with 17. 3-0. Two men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Game number one of our doubleheader here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be in there. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike. 3-2 now. Count is full to Morey. Blake Marquardt, the second baseman, due up next for the Broncos, so they can keep things rolling along here in this fifth inning. Cimprini from the stretch delivers to the plate. Bouncing ball toward third. Henderson picks it up, goes across the diamond, and it's not going to be able to be retrieved there at first base by Gomez as the throw was low by Henderson. So everybody is safe. Hastings now with runners again at first and third base. Pat Morey gets a board here in the air on the Mustang defense. Henderson picked it up cleanly at third base on a couple of hops, but then his throw over to first was down low and in the dirt. Gomez unable to dig it out of there, so an error chalked up there on the Mustangs. Hastings still has their rally alive here in this bottom of the fifth inning. They've got the lead 2-1. Two men out. Blake Marquardt to the plate now. He pops this one up behind the plate, and it's going to get out of play. Off of the top of the press box and down into the seats here at Duncan. Again, mostly cloudy here this afternoon. Temp is in the 60s, but very windy conditions. The wind blowing in from center field here this afternoon with rain expected later on today. Here comes the next pitch. Marquardt squares around the button to throw down to first base, and just diving back in there is Morey. We've seen a couple of pickoffs already today, but thankfully it's been on the Hastings side as Alex Gutierrez has picked off a couple of runners off of the base pads early in the innings here. That throw from the catcher, Jason Engelman, right on the money to Gomez, but diving back in there was Pat Morey. The count is 2-0, and there is a swing and a miss, and that's going to be a strikeout here for Jason Cimprini, and the Broncos are out of this fifth inning of play, but Hastings coming back to grab the lead. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ballgame for Jason Cimprini. Now, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. We've got the umpires meeting here. And they're going to bring a Morningside back out. That was a foul tap. So it was a foul tip ball, evidently, from a Marquardt. Now they're bringing the Morningside Mustangs back out of the dugouts. And now they're going to have a conversation here with the head coach of Morningside on the first base line. So they're bringing the Morningside Mustangs back out of the dugout after the home plate umpire and the base umpire had a little conference here. They're going to bring Marquardt back to the plate as well. So Blake Marquardt is going to have a second chance, so to speak. Officials saying that was a foul tap, so they're going to have Blake Marquardt bat again. And the count is at 2-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's lying down the third base line in foul territory. So the count remains at 2-0. Mustangs are already basically back into their dugout here. The officials and the home plate umpire brings them back out of the dugout. 2-0. Two men out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away into the Bronco dugout on the third base side. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Hastings with runners on at first and third base here. Pat Morey is on at first. A.J. Clark is on at second base, actually at third base now. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a foul tap again, and it's going to be tagged out here at the plate. And Marquardt goes down swinging here for Hastings College, and that ends the Bronco threat here in the fifth inning of play. So Marquardt goes down for the Broncos, third strikeout of the ball game for Jason Cimpreni, but Hastings comes back to grab the lead here after five innings. It is the Broncos 2 and Morningside 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drugstores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Alex Gutierrez on the mound for the Broncos. And coming to the plate for Morningside, you've got the meat of the order here. 4, 5, and 6, Jason Engelman, Nate Gomez, and Steve Ushinger. For Morningside, as Gutierrez goes to work here. Jason Engelman is the catcher for Morningside. He drew a base on balls in inning number one. And he grounded out in inning number four. So he's 0-for-1 officially in this ball game this afternoon against Gutierrez. Again, Alex has allowed only 5 base hits here in the ball game, making 6 as that one is drilled into left field for a base hit. So Jason Engelman gets aboard here for Morningside. Mustangs are now trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1. Nate Gomez comes to the plate next for the Mustangs. He had a single in the second inning of play, and then it was picked off of the base pads by Gutierrez. He flew out to right field in inning number four. So he is 1-for-2 officially in the contest as Gomez will step to the plate here. Morningside, a very good team hitting the baseball. Their batting average is sitting at .324. They run the bases extremely well. They have swiped 61 out of 69 attempts in stealing bases. There's Gutierrez throwing over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Engelman. Nate Gomez is your batter at the plate. He's the first baseman for the Morningside Mustangs. His batting average is sitting at .302 so far this season. Good lead again at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's hit right back to Gutierrez on the mound. He goes to second base for one. Over to first base, a double play. So Nate Gomez hits into a double play. Alex Gutierrez grabs the ball on the mound there for Hastings. Goes to second base for one. Relayed over to first baseman Joe John Jacquet. And Hastings doubles up the Mustangs. There's 2 men out now here in the sixth inning. And that's going to bring up Steven Ushinger next. He is the designated hitter here this afternoon in game number one. His batting average is sitting at .500 on the season. He's had only 2 at-bats coming into this ball game, 1-of-2 from the plate so far today in this one. He has singled and scored a run, and he has struck out. So 1-for-2 here in this contest here this afternoon. Gutierrez will go to work on him. There's a slow roller out in front of the plate. Alex grabs it, goes to first base. Easy inning for Hastings and Alex Gutierrez, as that one is right on the money to Joe John Jacquet, and Ushinger goes down from pitcher to first. So an easy inning, 1 base hit, but a double play. And Hastings retires Morningside here in the sixth inning of play. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings leading Morningside 2-1.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. For your next vehicle, see Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, or log on to jacksonscarcorner.com. Jackson's Car Corner, where their customers send their friends.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead here. The score is 2-1 over Morningside. We got a new pitcher for the Mustangs. It's Chris Dix. Coming into the ball game now for the Mustangs. He is a right-handed thrower. Dix is going to try to shut the door on the Broncos here in this contest. So Chris Dix into the ball game now. His ERA is sitting at 5.65. One win, no losses on the season. He's making his eighth appearance here this afternoon. He has thrown 8 1/3 innings, giving up 14 hits, 7 runs. All 7 have been earned, 2 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. Team's batting .359 against him. So Cimprini, he will go 5 innings here this afternoon against Hastings, and he will leave with his ball club trailing by a score of 2-1. Cimprini going the 5 innings. He had 3 strikeouts in the contest here this afternoon. Gave up the 2 runs by the Broncos. And the 4 base hits. Cimprini in the ball game. He hit one batter to start things off. And had 3 walks. So the line complete on Jason Cimprini. 5 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, 2 runs given up, 4 hits, 1 hit batter, and 3 walks. And now Chris Dix, a right-hander, comes in there for Morningside as Hastings will bat here in the 6th inning of play. These are scheduled for 7 innings here this afternoon. Chris Denny, the right fielder for Hastings College so far today, 0-2. A strikeout, and he is grounded out in the contest in innings 2 and 4, respectively. Hastings now batting here in inning number 6. Broncos are the lead. We're playing a doubleheader here this afternoon. Morningside, the team that's picked by the coaches to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference title here this season, but they're 1-1 in conference play now after splitting a couple of games at Midland on Friday, and they're trailing here this one by a score of 2-1. Denny's count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the next pitch. It's in there for a strike, and it's now 2-2. So Chris Denny, yesterday in the doubleheader against the Dort Defenders, 3 out of 4. Drove home a couple of runs for Hastings as the Broncos won 5-2 and 5-3. Next pitch is hit on the ground toward the left side of the diamond, retrieved here by the shortstop, and the throw over to first base is in time. Martindale grabs it. Henderson, the third baseman, went to his left to try to grab it. Diving stab, couldn't come up with it. Martindale right behind him, and he gets it over to Gomez to catch Chris Denny by a half a step over there at first base. John Rivera coming up there next. For Hastings College, Rivera so far has walked twice here in this ball game. Rivera yesterday 1 out of 3 at the plate with a run scored. So Rivera will step in from the right-hand side to face Chris Dix here this afternoon. Rivera waiting on the pitch, takes a swipe at that one, and it's fouled, tapped back to the screen. Rivera, a freshman out of Glendale, Colorado. Again, if you missed it yesterday, the Broncos have 23 players from the state of Colorado on this roster for the 2009 season. No balls and 1 strike to Rivera. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low, and the count now at 1-1. Rivera starts today with a batting average of .261, 5 RBIs, no home runs on the season. He's got 12 base hits and 46 trips to the plate. He hits that one toward the right field and coming on and unable to make the catch as the right fielder Weissong. I think he misjudged the wind a little bit there. The wind blowing in from center here this afternoon. Weissong can't come up with it out there in the right field. It goes ricocheting off of his glove down on the turf. So John Rivera gets aboard here on an error on the right fielder, Jason Weissong. And now Josh Mondragon comes to the plate next for Hastings. Broncos have the lead. Coming into the ball game now to run at first base is going to be Sonny Huey. Into the ball game now for Hastings. He will run at first base for the designated hitter, John Rivera. Huey is a 5'7" freshman from Fallbrook, California. Got into the ball game as a courtesy runner yesterday. So Hastings looking to scratch out another run here in the 6th inning. 2-1 is the score. The Broncos have the lead here in the opener. Josh Mondragon at the plate here for Hastings. He's hit into a double play and has grounded out so far in his two appearances at the plate. Mondragon yesterday in the ball games against Dort, 3 out of 5 at the plate with 1 RBI and also 1 walk. Takes a swing at that one and comes up empty-handed. No balls and 1 strike as Mondragon doing the catching chores here for Hastings in game number 1. Mondragon, a 256 hitter so far in the season. He's got 5 RBIs, no home runs, no extra base hits so far this year. 11 hits and 43 trips to the plate. Mondragon in the number 7 position here this afternoon. 1 foot in the batter's box, 1 foot out as he takes a look at head coach Jim Bovee down there in the third base box. Now he's ready to go. No balls and 1 strike, 2 Mondragon. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Hastings with a base runner at first base. That is Sonny Huey running for Rivera over there. Nate Gomez, the first baseman, will hold him on for Morningside as Dix works from the stretch. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is down low. There's a throw down there, and the tag is made, and they have got Huey down there at second base. Good throw by the catcher, Jason Engelman. Right on the money down there at the bag at second. That he races Huey off of the base pad, so Hastings attempting to steal there and cannot do it as he is picked off at the bag at second, attempting to steal. Hastings has not swiped a whole lot of bases all this season. They're just 8 out of 12 coming into the baseball game here this afternoon. They try it right there as they send Huey on the pitch, and he is nailed down there at second base. The countdown to play is going to be 3 balls and 1 strike on Mondragon as the next pitch by Dix is going to be outside. 3-1 the count, so Mondragon looking to get aboard the base pads for the first time here this afternoon. Waiting on the 3-1 pitch, there's the wind of the delivery. That one is hit to the left side. Henderson at third, picks it up on a couple of hops. His long throw to first base, that's going to be in time to catch Mondragon. So Hastings is out of the sixth inning of play, and now we'll have to hold Morningside here in the top half of the seventh inning to grab the victory as Mondragon is thrown out into play from third to first. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, 1 error on Morningside. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score, Hastings 2, Morningside 1.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked among the top liberal arts schools in the United States by U.S. News & World Report. Named a 2008 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. A consistent top scorer in national student satisfaction surveys. Through exploration, participation, and personal attention, your first step toward success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Yes.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Morningside playing a doubleheader. And we're into the top half of the seventh inning. Morningside with their last hope here. They need to scratch out a run to prolong this game. And they got the bottom third of the order coming up there. Jason Weisong, Mark Martindale, and DeAndre Foster scheduled to face Alex Gutierrez, who has went all the way for Hastings so far. Gutierrez has given up only 1 run and 6 base hits in the ball game. He's walked 3 and has struck out 3. As Weisong will come to the plate next for the Morningside Mustangs. Hastings dressed in their all-white uniforms here again this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Morningside has got the gray baseball pants and their crimson tops, also the gray trim as they play here this afternoon in Hastings. Here's Weisong attempting the bunt, leads it down to third baseline. It's fielded by Moy. His throw to first base is not going to be in time, and Weisong is aboard here from Morningside as he bunts his way on. So now Morningside has got the tying run on the base pads at first base as Weisong gets credited with an infield single there as he bunts one down to third baseline. Moy actually fields that one, but not in time. Weisong, some good wheels he got down to the bag at first with no problem, and that's going to bring up the number 8 hitter now in the batting order. And Mark Martindale, he's the shortstop. He has grounded back twice to Alex Gutierrez on the mound here this afternoon. So now Alex will take a look at that base runner at first. He's going to throw over there, and the throw is low, but back in there easily was Jason Weisong. In very windy conditions here this afternoon. You can hear it blowing through our field microphones here today. The wind's blowing out of the south to southeast, 25 miles per hour or so, with rain expected later on today. That's the reason they moved up the starting time for the doubleheader in Hastings today. This was an 11 o'clock start. The throw of the first base, not in time, as Weissong is back in there. Attempting to bunt again is going to be Martindale here at the plate. He lays one down the first base side, and he's going to be, let's see, they attempted to tag him. That was John Jacquet reaching out to attempt to tag him, and they didn't get there, and Martindale is going to be aboard now. Jim Bovey is now out of the third base dugout for Hastings College. So John Jacquet fields that one right on the line at first base. He attempts to tag Martindale. He kind of ran out of the baseline a little bit and was ruled safe down there at first base. Now Jim Bovey is arguing that call out here right by the pitcher's mound as that conversation will continue. Weissong ended up at second base on the play. And I think Jim is going to lose the argument as saying at first base is going to be Martindale. Now Morningside has got something going here in the seventh inning of play. The runs have been tough to come by here today, so it's been a big play right there. Martindale is now on first base. Weissong is on at second base. And coming to the plate next is going to be a pinch hitter, as this is the spot for DeAndre Foster. But coming to the plate for Morningside is going to be Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson will bat. Joe Johnson batting here in the seventh inning of play for Morningside with runners on at first and second base. Johnson so far this season has got a batting average of 143. He's got one base hit and seven trips to the plate so far this year for the Mustangs. So now Alex Kuchera is in a jam here in this top of the seventh inning. 2-1 is the score. Morningside is trailing in the ballgame. Alex Kuchera will work on Johnson now here at the plate. Johnson, a right-handed hitter. Hastings pulling the infield in at the corners at first and third. Johnson scores around a button, pulls it back, takes a pitch outside for a ball. So Morningside on a couple of bunts. They've got something going here in the seventh inning of play. Martindale and Weissong both reaching safely for the Mustangs here in this seventh inning. Johnson waiting here at the plate. The count is at 1-0 and no strikes. Brent Hoke is the next batter scheduled up. He's the leadoff man here in the batting order. Next pitch is going to be popped up as it's going to be out of play here. Johnson again was attempting the bunt. 1-1 and one strike is the count now at the plate on Joe Johnson for the Morningside Mustangs. Johnson, a junior out of Sioux City. He takes a look at the coach down in the third base coaching box to get the sign. We'll see what Morningside has cooking here. The runner's on at first and second. Again, a team that likes to steal bases. They've swiped 61 of them so far on the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up again on an attempted bunt. It's going to fall into third baseline. Fielded by Moore. He gets it to first base. That's going to be in time. And the runners advance to second and third. So again, a bunt down to third baseline. That one was popped up. Moore, he comes charging in from third. And now here comes the runner from third base as Kuchera is going to throw it to the plate. Do they have him? Yes, they do. And running down to the bag at third is going to be Martindale. So Hastings was taking their time. Alex Kuchera was off of the mound. He had his back to home plate. And Kuchera all of a sudden turns around, looks at his catcher, Josh Mondragon, and coming in from third base was Weissong as they were trying to catch the Broncos sleeping there. And a nice play by Kuchera as he gets it to Mondragon, and that nails Weissong here at the plate. Moving down to third base on the play was Martindale. And here it's going to be Brent Hoke now coming to the plate next for Morningside. And now Jim Bovey's going to go out and talk with Alex Kuchera on the mound. So now there's two men out for the Broncos, and a runner is on at third base. That's going to be Martindale with Brent Hoke coming to the plate next for Morningside. So Hastings could get out of the inning right here and get a victory if we can get to Brent Hoke some way. Hoke has got one base hit so far. He also reached on an error in the first inning of play. Had that base hit in the third, and he flew out to center field in the fifth. So the Broncos trying to steal one here this afternoon. Hastings scoring that go-ahead run in the fifth inning. Hastings has scored in the third and the fifth. Morningside has scored their one run in the fourth, but they're threatening here. It's a 2-1 ball game. The final at-bat for Morningside. It's in the seventh inning. There's a pitch by Cuchero that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike on Brent Hoke. He is the leading hitter on the ball club, hitting at 500 coming into the ball game here this afternoon. 38 hits and 76 trips to the plate. He has scored 38 runs, one home run, and 20 RBIs. Here comes the next pitch by Cuchero. Pops it up. First base side coming back, and now behind the plate is going to be Mondragon. He can't get there. Balls into the stands here. So now the count is at no balls and two strikes. Morningside has got the tying run at third base here in the seventh inning of play. Thad Henderson would be next, the third baseman for Morningside, if Hoke can get aboard here. Hastings looking for their third straight win in conference play. And we're one strike away from doing that. No balls and two strikes. Cuchero working from the stretch, throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside, up high, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. We got the second game of the doubleheader coming up this afternoon as well, about 30 minutes or so after the completion of this one. 2-1, Hastings has got the lead over Morningside. Tying run is at third base. One ball, two strikes to Brent Hoke. Here comes the next pitch by Cuchero. That one is hit down to third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. Just inches in the foul territory as that one skips by the bag at third. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Bronco baseball here this afternoon from Duncan Field on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. One ball, two strikes, two men out here in the seventh inning of play. Cuchero works from the stretch, throws one to the plate. That one is going to be a little bit up high, a little bit outside, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes as Cuchero just misses. Hoke so far this year has walked 12 times. He has struck out 8, and he leads the team in batting average at 500. So far today, one base in his three trips to the plate. Two balls, two strikes now as Cuchero tries to finish things off. There's the wind of the delivery to the plate. That one just misses outside. And the count now is at three balls and two strikes. Henderson would be next. He's also got a base hit in the ball game. Morningside is a team with a batting average of 324, so some good sticks up and down the lineup here for the Stangs. Three balls and two strikes. Cuchero trying to finish things off for the Broncos here this afternoon. 2-1 is the score. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Alex Cuchero. That one is going to be hit down the line at first base, and it's going to be out of play. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes to Brent Hoke. Trying to drive home the tying run here in the top half of the seventh inning, the final at-bat for Morningside. Alex Cuchero looks in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Mondragon. The delivery to the plate, that one is swung on and missed. He strikes him out, and the Broncos win the ball game. Alex Cuchero goes the distance here this afternoon, and he strikes out Brent Hoke for his fourth strikeout of the ball game, and Hastings picks up a big win here in the opener over Morningside. The first game of two here this afternoon. The final score, Hastings 2, Morningside 1. Back to recap this one for you after this.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For all your residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, call Witt Plumbing at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling and repairs, backhoe, trenching, leach fields, video sewer inspections, and is a certified septic tank installer. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas, Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drugs at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Broncos picking up a big win here over the Morningside Mustangs in the opener of the doubleheader this afternoon. The Broncos now 3-0 in the G-Pack after picking up a doubleheader sweep of Dort yesterday. But this is a big one over Morningside, the team that's picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this year. Runs were far and in between. A good pitcher's duel here this afternoon between Jason Cimprini and also Alex Kuchera. Cimprini was finally knocked out after five innings. He gave up two runs, four base hits, also hit a batter and three walks, had three strikeouts in the ball game. Chris Dix came on and pitched the sixth inning of play for Morningside. But what a performance by Alex Kuchera here this afternoon. He gave up the one run, gave up eight base hits, had three walks and four strikeouts, none bigger than right there at the end of the ball game. Brent Hoke striking out in the seventh inning with the tying run. Martindale down there at third base for Morningside, so Hastings College wins the contest here this afternoon as they beat Morningside by the score of 2-1. Hastings getting on the scoreboard first. That was in the third inning of play. Connor Gardner led things off with a strikeout. Lee Joachimson then singled. Joe John Jacquet then doubled for Hastings College. And then Lee Joachimson came home on the ground out from A.J. Clark, who followed John Jacquet. Pat Morey then ended the inning by flying out to second base. So Hastings was on the board 1-0 after three innings. Morningside came back to tie things up in the fourth, and then Hastings getting the run there in the fifth inning of play as the Broncos win this one by the score of 2-1. So Hastings now 10-19 on the season. They are 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside drops to 16 wins and 11 losses. They're now 1-2 in conference play as they get set for the second half of the doubleheader coming up in about 25 or 30 minutes from right now here at Duncan Field. So stay with us. We'll have more Bronco baseball coming up in just a little bit. Again, in the first ball game, Hastings beating Morningside by the score of 2-1. I'm Mike Will from Duncan Field on 1230 KHAS.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.